To the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Dietitian Values Podcast. I wanted to talk to you today about your why. Knowing your why, what the heck is it? Why is it important? Why? It's like I'm a three-year-old and hitting my why phase. All the parents of small folks will know that stage well if you've been through that one. With my oldest kiddo, it lasted for like 2 years, but rest assured it doesn't last that same length with every child. Anyway, tangent. I was talking about why to someone the other day and then was looking to direct them to my podcast because I was sure I'd talked about it, but I hadn't. So here we go. Now we're rectifying that. So let's chat about why. So if you've been in the business world, done business trainings, or come across a little guy called Simon Sinek, he's not little, I don't know how big he is, then you've probably heard of the concept of knowing your why. Now, Simon Sinek's a little bit bro, you know, business bro, obviously he's pretty privileged dude. So some of his stuff, you know, but I still think the underlying premise of what he talks about, and I've kind of tweaked his definition or what he often says about knowing your why. He sort of talks about, you know, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So I've tweaked that with a little bit of a human-centered approach, that people don't connect with you because of what you do. They connect because of why you do it. Now, they might come across your work because of what you do. They're looking for a dietitian who helps around, you know, somebody stuck in a diet cycle. They're looking for a movement professional that takes a kind, compassionate approach, or a movement professional that isn't so focused on, you know, no gain, no pain, no gain kind of approach. So they're looking for that, and they connect. But to stick around and to connect with you is where your values and your why come in. People are going to be interested in learning from you particularly when they know what you're up to and why you do it, because there's the opportunity to align with your values, because within your why is your values, and your values can be found there, or they can be grounded. Your why can be grounded in your values. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to talk about that and how it relates. But all that to say that, yes, people will find you because of what you do, but they'll stick around because of why you do it and how you do it and the values that you show up in. So knowing your why, I think, is an important piece of the kind of foundation of your business. So when you think about your why, whether you have done any work on it, and if you have done it in the past, I want to add, I suppose, as I generally do, my take on it and possibly a few things, points of difference around it. I usually have a point of difference or two. You know me, I like to be different. So the reason I think why or knowing your why is really important is that it is a space similar to your values where you can ground in. It's a space where you can come back to when business is slow, when you're in transitions, when things are perhaps feeling like they're not going to plan, or when you're in, you know, some businesses just overall are slow businesses. And knowing your why you are doing what you are doing, is really helpful for you to know what you're up to. Your why can also, similar to your values, be used as a decision-making tool if things relate to your why versus if they don't, if things actually help you to do what you want to do, you know, and follow through on what you're up to in your business. Your why can also be a place to come back to, as I said, but also a place to dream into, to aspire to. So if you're knowing why you're in business, you know, for example, to create a world where diet culture doesn't exist, you know, if I use that for an example, then it kind of can help you to aspire, as well as to choose your actions, but also a space to aspire to dream into, to look towards. And often a lot of the tools or strategies or tactics that can be used in business, and sometimes, we can get pulled into fear and pulled in towards our commitment to safety and our commitment to belonging and those other commitments. And that can pull us out of alignment with our values at times. So knowing our why or our can actually support you to take action that brings you in align with your values. It also gives you a space less to push from, but more to take action from. So sometimes, rather than always looking for motivation or looking for kind of that, you know, that pull outside of yourself to get you to take action, your why can give you a space to kind of ground in and to give you the opportunity to see whether an action is actually aligned with where you want to go. So it does kind of correlate a lot with your values, because I know I talk about our values being a tool for that. And I think knowing your values, knowing your why, knowing your vision and your dream for your business, all of those things are really key parts of your foundation for your business. And so I'll drop in the show notes episodes I've done around finding your values, of course, and also about dreaming, like your big picture dream for your business, because I think that they all work together to create a strong foundation from where your business can grow or where your business can sort of, you know, put roots down from. So when you are looking at your why, what I tend to look at around why is to broaden it out. So sometimes when knowing your why is taught within the business world, it's all about knowing your why for your business. And of course, we're talking about business, but often it's a very narrow range of like, why do you do the work you do, you know, within your business. And of course, that is a key part. But then also, I think we can go even further in and think about why for yourself and the life that you want to be cultivating. And then we can zoom out and think about what's your why for the world you want to be part of, the world you want to help to co-create. And so instead of it just being, you know, the why for the work you do, we can put it across those other spaces. And I think that that's really helpful for a couple of reasons. One, it just sort of like makes that why robust. A lot of people from the health and helping spaces, which you possibly are, we aren't just in business for the businessy sort of side of things. So knowing our why within those other contexts is really helpful and really supportive. And knowing your why for yourself is really helpful, because when we talk about here around running a human-centered business, creating a human-centered business, we want to make sure that you exist in your business, that you have created and cultivated space in your business. And so having a why that also turns inwards helps to reinforce that, because if we're only ever looking outwards, then we can forget to include ourselves in our actions and our choices in our business. And if we're going to use why as a tool to ground into around that, knowing what the why for you is important. And then also going beyond just, you know, the other piece I know about health and helping professionals is they have big dreams around the difference that they want to make in the world. And so knowing your why as connected to that, I think, can be really supportive and really motivating when we are in those times of our business of feeling like things maybe are going slower than, you know, than perhaps we see around us or we thought. And just the fact that some types of businesses, so like the business I'm in, where I'm not trying to sell people how to make 10K months, I'm trying to create space where we, you know, hold space and where we can cultivate human-centered, you know, world kind of shifting businesses. So that takes a lot longer. And knowing that why and having that strong why is really helpful for me, because at the times where I might get pulled into urgency or, you know, some of those that head talk wants to, or even just things that I read or see, you know, maybe make me doubt, not myself, but be like, oh, am I kind of on the right track? Coming back to my why and just grounding in that is really helpful. So knowing your why for yourself. So I'll share with you my why across those three areas if it's helpful to have an example. So my why for myself in my business, the reason I'm in business, why am I in business versus, you know, working for somebody else, working for another really strongly values aligned private practice or something like that. So my why is around flexibility. Flexibility for, you know, for how I work, for what I do, but also flexibility for my work to be nested inside my life, my family, my garden schedule, all of those pieces. My other piece of my why is that I do like to do things differently. And I know that, you know, having my own business gives me the opportunity to align things to my values as closely as I can, of course, aspirational, as opposed to feeling like I have to kind of compromise around that to align with somebody else's values, you know, find my values aligned space within somebody else's vision for their values, for their business. So they're my whys for being in business as opposed to being employed or not working around, like, you know, to work for like the public health system as I have in the past. So why do I do my own thing? Because, you know, I found all of the jobs, you know, maybe bar one, across my 20-year career to be fulfilling and satisfying. And I've always found that I could make a space for myself within other businesses and within things. But my why, you know, particularly as I get a stronger alignment with my values, it allows me knowing my why around doing business. So for myself, so that I have that flexibility, so that I can do things in line with my own values. So that is really important. My why for my business or for the work that I do is to connect and hold space for health professionals to show up as themselves in their business and in turn then be able to hold that space for the humans that they or you work with. So that's my why. That's what I'm up to. That's why I do what I do through the business. And my why for the world is liberation for all bodies and everybody. And that's been my why when I worked at a food-facing, you know, a business that talked about food, but also it's still my why now in a business that talks about doing business in a values-aligned way, because I'm interested in that. Humanity for all, liberation for all. That's my why, my big picture why. And so knowing your why, you know, I would ask you, so what's your why? What's your why for you and your life? What's your why for the humans you work with, and what's your why for the world? As and we're thinking of this through business as the tool, the instrument that's helping you to ground in that why, to follow through on that why. Now, when you do this, you might find that your initial kind of response could also be kind of dug down into a little bit more. So for example, for myself, I said one of my whys was flexibility. And so I've kind of dove into that, like flexibility, why? Like, why is that important? Or what do I mean by that? So we're all about wrapping more words around here. So like the flexibility to be able to, like, for example, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, you know, I get up at 5 a.m. and I have calls first thing in the morning when it's dark outside. And that gives me flexibility to later be able to spend the day with the kiddos, if it's a day when my youngest is home, or in, you know, the previous years before they went to preschool. It also gives me flexibility to get out and plant the garlic like I did this morning, or do those other jobs when the sun's up. So that real flexibility, like, why is that flexibility? Not just because it's nice to have flexibility, although that can be enough, but I can see how the actual things that flexibility enables me to do and live into. I can go to my kiddos' assembly. I can, you know, take the day off if I need to, you know, attend to something else. And yes, there's absolutely a lot of privilege with that. But knowing why, so going a bit deeper. So if you have a why and the first thing is flexibility, freedom, you know, I'm using some of the words that kind of do come up when we think about why we're in business. I just really encourage you to keep digging around that. Like, what does that mean for you and why is that important? What does that facilitate for you that helps you to come into alignment with your values? Because once you know your why, or once you've kind of started to flesh out your why, you have this beautiful picture of what you're up to, you know, and why you're up to what you're up to. So what I would, you know, there's also then an opportunity to cross-check your why with your values, and to also cross-check it with some of the, as James Olivia Truhillman, Inquisitive Human on Instagram would say, to cross-check it for the fuckery that the systems we are part of ask us to enact. So for example, in previous iterations of doing this exercise, and probably when I first, you know, was kind of came across this back in like 2010, 11-ish, like somewhere around then, I remember, I think that's, you know, might have even been 12, but anyway, somewhere in that kind of early 10s, decade of the 2000s, my why would have been around helping, you know, helping people. And then possibly as a, you know, maybe in the later 2000s, probably 2014, 15-ish or around that kind of time, or and as I got sort of in that next iteration, it would have been about empowering people and doing things. And over time, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those words, but what I was defining those words by was supremacy culture fuckery. And as I've done that unlearning, I've been able to get clearer on what I'm up to and why I'm up to it. So where I can actually decouple my work from the values of the culture and the systems we're part of. And I can get more intentional about the words I use and what I mean by that. So help isn't a quote unquote bad word, and it doesn't necessarily mean supremacy culture fuckery. However, the way I was kind of defining or looking at it for myself was around that kind of like benevolent contempt, as James Olivier often talks about. So where I was kind of feeling like, you know, my job was here to kind of help people, to kind of teach people, to educate people, like I had the answers. And as my practice has evolved and as things have shifted, I've been able to, I suppose, unlearn that a little bit. And again, I'm not saying using the word help means that that's what you're up to, not by any stretch of the imagination. I don't pretend to, and I definitely don't want to project that process for myself on you. But what I just would encourage you is, once you do know your why, is to cross-check it, to look at it in comparison to your values, to look at it in comparison to the characteristics of supremacy culture or any of the anti-oppression, social justice, trauma-informed work that you've done, to run your why through those filters and just double-check, is there anything that needs to be scratched away at? Are there any words that are a better fit for what you're up to, even if they maybe take more words than just using like a sometimes like, you know, a single word might be more succinct, and sometimes it is open to misinterpretation. It doesn't necessarily articulate exactly what you're up to and why you're up to it. So I just really encourage you, once you do go through that, so going through your why for yourself, your personal why, your business why, the why for the people you work with, and your why for the world / community / culture systems that we're part of. So how you want that to be shifted or changed. So what you're up to there, but also just to cross-check those with your values, to run them through those filters that you might have, trauma-informed, social justice, anti-oppressive, weight inclusive, like all of those kind of, anti-ableist, all of those filters and things that you would run your clinical practice through, running them through that and just checking the language that you're using. You know, do any words need to be redefined through your values-based lens, through your social justice trauma-informed lens, to get a clearer picture of what you're up to and why you're up to it, so that we can be really intentional about how we talk about things. Also checking, like, you know, do any need to be dug down a couple of depths? Like, do you need to ask why of the why? Like, why is flexibility important? Why is liberation important? Why are those things? And what do I mean by these words? So that you're really clear on it. And don't be scared to use lots and lots and lots of words, right? Because the more words you use that, you know, make it clearer for you. And also, if you are going to share this, perhaps on your website or in marketing or even just maybe in a presentation or things like that, the more words that you have that actually allow you to communicate what you're up to in a way that makes it really clear. And also makes it values aligned for you and gives the opportunity or invitation for the humans you want to share with your work with, or the humans you want to collaborate with or partner with, or humans who maybe are looking to refer to, that they can see themselves and the humans they support potentially. They can see themselves in your words as well. They can see that values alignment. And that is another powerful piece of knowing your why and communicating that. Okay. The other thing that you can look at, I suppose, around your why is to think of, you know, just, I suppose, knowing what it supports you to do in your business, what needs it helps you to meet, through knowing your why, as well as kind of knowing where you're going. So that is what I wanted to talk to you about today, to just kind of add that different lens to that concept of why, if you've heard about before, and to really define it through those three different areas: your personal you why, your business / humans you support why, and the world community culture why that you have. If you do go through this, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what your why is. I'm always here to continue that conversation. So reach out, send me an email, laura@dietitianvalues.com, or DM over on Instagram @dietitianvalues, and let me know your why. I'll drop those extra resources in the show notes, your dream and how to get in, you know, do that, start in that work around values, if that would be helpful for you. If this is something you'd like support with, this sounds like, you know, maybe it sounds like a good concept, but you kind of want some support on really articulating this in your business, how to dig into it, and then how to make it come through in your marketing, in how you structure partnerships, in how you structure, you know, the work you do with the humans you support, in how you use it as a decision-making tool, then know I'm here for that. We can always catch up, touch base. You can book a good fit call. I'll pop the link to that in the show notes as well. And we can see how I could support you if that would feel supportive. Okay, if you know someone else, share this with your business bestie. And until next time, bye for now.
Much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.